Now, I am a pushover for a glass of bubbly. It's an instant lift. It's instant celebration. Now, I'll drink it in July with hot dogs. But this is the season for popping corks.
My heart was not the one behind this amateur crime. No champagne does it every time.
But how about some alternatives to champagne? They could save your bundle. Madeline Puckett, the award-winning wine maven behind the Wine Folly site, can tell all. Madeline, good to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Madeline, I'd like to talk about wines that sparkle, but that do not have the word champagne on the label. In so many words, the sparkling wines that are not made the way champagne is made and that are hopefully really good drinking for not a lot of money.
This is the secret, really, because there's so many great alternatives to champagne. And in fact, many of them are made with the same exact technique. So the first thing that I like to do when I'm talking champagne or bubbles, let's just talk bubbles in general.
Right, right.
The first thing I want to get out of the way is it's a matter of taste. What level of sweetness do you like? And there's different terms they plop on the bottle. There's brut, dry, demi-sec, do. There's variants of brut, brut nature, extra brut. There's dry, there's extra dry. And here's the kicker. The majority of all sparkling wine we find is in the brut category.
And that's very dry, right?
And that's dry. That's a dry champagne. If you want little extra, more extra super dry, bone dry, go extra brut. But the truth is, as much as we say dry is dry, dry champagne, dry sparkling wine is actually just a little bit sweet. It just has this a twinkle of sweetness to it. And so in the extra dry and dry category, if you see these bottles labeled as such, it means they're actually a little sweeter than brut. So now that we have that out of the way, let's talk about these awesome alternatives. You know, there's only so much champagne coming from champagne in the world, so that's why it costs so much. And it's certainly an excellent wine, but if you're on a budget, Cava is a Spanish sparkling wine that comes from the Penedès area of Spain around Barcelona, and it's made in the exact same with the exact same technique as champagne. It's Spanish bubbles. So when I'm looking at Cavas, they actually have a classification system that is very similar to champagne. And if you get a regular Cava, Cava Basic, it's aged for 9 months. And if you compare that to champagne, you can get a Cava Reserva, which is aged for 15 months, which is the same as basic non-vintage champagne.
Right.
So I'm always got my eyes out for Cava Reserva. And then if you really want to go for the fancy stuff, a Gran Reserva Cava, that's G-R-A-N, Gran Reserva is the most highest quality, and I think it's aged for about 30 months, which mimics that of basically vintage champagne.
Huh.
And I've saw Moscodina and Reventos, they produce some pretty tremendous Cavas, and you can pick up a bottle of Reserva for around $16 or $17.
That's ridiculous compared to $50 or $60 for champagne.
I know.
What about South Africa? I hear so much really wonderful wine is coming out of there.
So South Africa is a fascinating region. They have one of the most unique sort of terroir, sort of soil types that are there. I mean, if you can imagine these amazing photos of South Africa around the Cape, most of the grapes grow in the Cape area, the Western Cape. And these wines, they have a predominance of Chenin Blanc growing there. And Chenin Blanc we might think of as a sweet wine, but they actually produce it in a pretty dry style. And they'll make sparkling wines with Chenin Blanc, with Chardonnay, just like they might do that in Champagne. And they have this style, Cap Classique, as they've called it, is their version of champagne. And I've seen a couple of producers in America. Graham Beck is very well distributed. You can find it pretty much everywhere. These wines are fabulous. And Graham Beck you can pick up for about $14 to $16 a bottle. And their rosés are absolutely wonderful. So if you love rosé bubbles, South Africa is a great place to go.
This is pure gold. Now, there's something I found out a long time ago, and I thought I was so smart to figure it out, that in areas that produce very famous, very expensive wines, often if you go just beyond the area those wines come from, you will find very good wine, but at a very different price point. They'll generally be bargains. Does that exist for the Champagne district?
Actually, you know, there is a region just south of the Côte d'Or, which is the southern area in Champagne, and it's literally connected to the northern area of Burgundy.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the Champagne side, they call it Champagne, but on the Burgundy side, which is, I mean, it's just a bunch of hills, on the Burgundy side, they call it Crémant de Bourgogne. And so it's made with the same grapes. They use Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, just like they would in Champagne.
Right.
And because they're all neighbors, they use the same production methods as well.
Huh.
So when you're looking at Crémant de Bourgogne, which you can get for $19 or $20 a bottle, compare that to just up north in Côte d'Or or the Aube region, it's a lot more. So this is a awesome area to find some really, really yummy. And Crémant is the what a lot of the regions in France call sparkling wine if it's not in Champagne. So if you find a Crémant de whatever, Crémant d'Alsace, Crémant de Limoux, a Crémant Bourgogne, it is a sparkling wine. And that is a really great place to look for value.
Madeline, this is, I can't tell you, great information, and happy holidays. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Madeline Puckett is co-author of Wine Folly, the essential guide to wine. You can find her sparkling wine picks on the website, splendidtable.org.